According to the State Education Department, 420 of the state's over 700 school districts have been granted waivers. That means they can delay implementation of the controversial new teacher and principal evaluation system, which relies more heavily on standardized tests, for another year. 106 applications for a waiver are still pending. 19 school districts were initially denied waivers but have been asked to resubmit their paperwork and may still get permission for a delay. The actions essentially roll back rules pushed by Governor Cuomo and approved by the legislature as part of the state budget in March. Carl Korn, a spokesman for the teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, says the timeline was unrealistic.
The process of designing a new evaluation system was complicated and convoluted and involved many moving parts. So it's no surprise at all that districts and unions began the negotiation process in good faith, but simply ran out of time.
Tim Creamer with the New York State School Boards Association says it's a turning point in what's become a battle between schools, teachers, parents, and New York's elected leaders over standardized testing and its effects.
I think there was some political statement taking place here where people were saying, enough of this. We keep changing the rules, then we got to go negotiate. Change the rules, renegotiate. Change the rules, renegotiate. And I think that there were people saying, you know what? We're tired of this back and forth stuff. Let's take a little bit of time and do this right. And we're going to wait for you guys at the state to finally get this right before we're going to keep trying to renegotiate something that we really don't know if that's going to hold true.
The mass granting of waivers to delay the new teacher rating system comes as political leaders, including President Obama and his Education Secretary Arne Duncan, are shifting away from an emphasis on standardized testing. The President and Secretary Duncan said recently they are dialing back on the number of exams, and they admit the administration helped contribute to the overtesting of students. And the Board of Regents Chancellor, Merrill Tisch, who led the push toward greater emphasis on standardized testing, as well as a fast track to adopt the new Common Core learning standards, announced this week, several months before her term is up, that she won't be running again. At the Board of Regents monthly meeting, Tisch addressed critics who say she botched the rollout of Common Core.
Some even say it was implemented poorly. I say we disrupted stagnation. We disrupted complacency, and we tried to imbue the system with urgency.
Governor Cuomo, who championed the new teacher evaluation system and who has feuded publicly with teachers and their union, has also taken a step back. He created a new commission to reevaluate Common Core.
We must fix it, and we must fix it now.
Cuomo also appointed a new deputy secretary for education, a school superintendent from Westchester who is a Common Core critic. Korn with the teachers' union says a widespread boycott of the standardized tests last spring, where 20% of parents opted their children out of the exams, has also fueled the changes.
The pendulum on standardized testing is clearly swinging back in the right direction.
Governor Cuomo's commission is due to issue its report in December, and the state's education commissioner is also doing an independent review of Common Core and related issues, so it's possible that the new rules could be reversed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.